sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell with Community Comment. As a child, I heard adults say that there were two things we shouldn't talk about in public: politics and religion. Seems to me that the list of prohibited conversations grows as I get older. Today we can add sex, gender, abortion, money, racism, guns, age, people's health or their weight, disabilities. Almost anything anymore will offend someone. With an election coming up in November, a national health pandemic, racial tension on the rise again, financial crisis everywhere, shootings and gang violence, what can we talk about? Sports? Not much to talk about this year in sports, but I do want to add that my Oakland A's haven't lost a game all year. Oops, I just offended some Giants and Dodgers fans out there. Sometimes it seems like the only safe thing to talk about anymore is the weather. But don't worry, if I just mention global warming, I can hear a few people's blood start boiling already. Recently, KINS asked a handful of us who are only doing community comment once a month to consider if we would be willing to do it twice a month. The comments have to be written out and read out loud, so sometimes I have a hard time figuring out what to say. Just what is my community comment? So my wife asked me, "What do you want to say?" And that brings us back around to my opening statements. What I want to say may offend some people, but at this point, I just have to realize almost anything I say might offend someone out there. Think about it. As great as it is, not even ice cream can please everybody. So here goes. I'm struggling with what is going on in our country today. And I'm not talking about the coronavirus and everything that goes along with it. I am greatly bothered by the way people are treated. If we boiled it down to the most simple solution to all the issues that I mentioned earlier, I believe the answer to all these problems is quite simple. It's one word, actually. It's love. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. If we could learn that, we could solve the world's problems. I asked a friend of mine who has been married nearly 60 years what the secret to his marriage was. He replied, "We both thought we got the better end of the deal." Well, what if we took that thought process into other areas of our life, not just our marriage? What if we tried to be the best neighbor, and the person next door thought the same thing? What if you did that with your coworkers? What if we did unto others as we would have them do unto us? Love your neighbor as yourself. You know, I twisted this quote when I was a kid. If I only have to love my neighbor as much as I loved myself, then that was easy. I didn't like myself, so I figured it gave me license to not like other people either. Think about it. If we loved other people, treated them with dignity and respect, things would change. I can hear your argument already. But what if I do what you say and I love my neighbor and they're jerks in return? Well, you're only responsible for one person, and that's you. So go out there, love God, and love people. We can make America love again.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.